Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for January 4th as we talk about some of the greatest athletes that had some milestone moments on a date of January 4th and some of the great things that they did with their jersey numbers as well. And we'll get to those jersey numbers in just a moment. But before we do, let's make sure that you know about our daily newsletter. It comes out each and every day, 6:30 a.m. So easy to sign up for. Totally free, cancel at any time. The show notes of this very podcast, you can sign up for it, or at the top of pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com, email subscriber. That's the way to do it. Now, let's get to those uniform numbers for January 4th. And they are numbers 4, 5, 0, 29, 0, 0, 33, 53, 30, 52, 23, and the number 9. January 4th, 1942, the seven-time National League batting champions, Rogers Hornsby, became the 14th player selected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Hornsby wore numerous numbers on his jersey over his career, but the one that he put on most often was the number 4 of the St. Louis Cardinals. The number 4 is also for Adrian Dantley, who on January 4th, 1984, while with the Utah Jazz, tied Wilt Chamberlain's record, who wore number 13, by the way, for the most free throws scored in an NBA game, hitting on 28 of 29 from the line, propelling the Jazz to a 116-111 victory over the Houston Rockets. The number 50 is for the man they called the Admiral, David Robinson. On January 4th, 1986, while playing for Navy, the stalwart big man blocked an NCAA record 14 shots as the midshipman knocked off the UNC Wilmington 76-61. Robinson also had 14 rebounds while scoring 21 points in that game. And we get to that number 29. It's for stud running back Eric Dickerson, who on January 4th, 1986, set an NFL postseason record of 248 yards as he led the Los Angeles Rams to a 20-0 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. On January 4th, 1992, the Boston Celtics number 00, Robert Parrish, became the fifth player in NBA history to register 2,000 career block shots during the Celtics' 196 loss at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Others that had that same category and milestone mark were Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, number 33, Mark Eaton, who wore 53, Wayne Tree Rollins, number 30, was on his back, and George Johnson wearing that number 52. The Washington Wizards number 23, Michael Jordan, on January 4th, 2001, became the fourth player in NBA history to score 30,000 career points. He hit a free throw in the second quarter of an 89-83 win against his old team, ironically, the Chicago Bulls. And finally, we come to January 4th, 2018. Liverpool and Egyptian forward number 9, Mohamed Salah, was named as the African Football Player of the Year. And that's what you have for your sports break, your sports history for January 4th, with uniform numbers as a twist. We're so glad you could join us here for each and every day we talk about these great athletes, these great milestone moments on the dates that their uniforms made them famous. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.